Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. This morning, North Carolina's governor filed suit against the U.S. Justice Department, asking a court to weigh in on whether the state's controversial House Bill 2 is discriminatory. Member station WFAE, Tom Bullock has more.
Governor McCrory will take his chances in court. The federal suit seeks declaratory and injunctive relief, in essence calling on federal judges to decide if gender identity and expression do indeed fall under the protected class of sex in federal law. That is the crux of the U.S. Justice Department's findings. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Justice Department, meanwhile, wasted little time in filing a suit of its own against the state of North Carolina. Justice is seeking a court order that North Carolina's law that applies to multi-occupancy bathrooms or changing facilities discriminates on the basis of sex. Even as his path to the Democratic nomination becomes narrower and narrower to the point of being mathematically eliminated from getting the delegates he needs, Bernie Sanders is urging his supporters to keep fighting. Vermont Senator has already shed hundreds of staffers and has seen his fundraising drop off. With a clear delegate lead, Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is turning her focus toward Donald Trump. Sanders is hoping to turn things around with wins in some upcoming primaries, including West Virginia, Kentucky, and California. And another name to the list of Republicans who don't want to be Donald Trump's vice president. NPR's Jessica Taylor reports Florida Senator Marco Rubio is the latest to take himself out of the running.
Marco Rubio is making it clear that he does not want to be Donald Trump's running mate. The former presidential candidate wrote on Facebook that he still has reservations about the Republican Party's likely nominee. Rubio says that, quote, "I have not sought, will not seek, and do not want to be considered for vice president." A Trump-Rubio ticket was probably wishful thinking for establishment Republican leaders anyway. The two were bitter rivals during the GOP primary, and Rubio dropped out after Trump crushed him in his home state of Florida. In a general election, though, Rubio might have helped Trump win over Hispanic voters, who viewed Trump very unfavorably, according to polls. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department says it can find no emails to or from a former Hillary Clinton aide who worked for the agency and also managed Clinton's private computer server while she was Secretary of State. Revelation came in a court filing today by government lawyers. The State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau explained how it's possible no emails turned up.
It's not required for employees to save every email they have sent or received. However, they must preserve federal records. Each employee is responsible for preserving his or her emails that are required to be retained under the Federal Records Act.
GOP has sued over its public records request for all emails sent or received by the former Clinton aide. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 34 points to close at 17,705. The Nasdaq was up 14 points. This is NPR. Syria's military has announced another 48-hour extension of a ceasefire in Aleppo. Meantime, Secretary of State John Kerry said today a new agreement between the U.S. and Russia has helped to restore a nationwide truce. Speaking in Paris after meeting with leaders of nations supporting the Syrian opposition, Kerry described the joint statement calling for the troubled ceasefire to be improved upon and expanded. In the Canadian province of Alberta, the last of the 25,000 residents of Fort McMurray who had been stranded north of the city by a huge forest fire have now been relocated. Dan Karpinchuk reports officials say thanks to cooler weather, firefighters may have reached a turning point in tackling the blaze.
The Premier of Alberta, Rachel Notley, will travel to Fort McMurray today along with planners to begin the work of determining what needs to be done and how to bring thousands of people back home. Crews will assess the damage as well as check on infrastructure such as natural gas lines and the electrical power grid. Firefighters were able to keep the flames away from critical infrastructure such as the hospital and the water treatment plant. The last damage assessment a week ago estimated 1,600 homes and buildings had been destroyed, mainly in the south and southwest areas of the city. The fire has now moved north and east, but cooler weather is expected to continue for a few days, and that will give fire crews a chance to get the upper hand. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
For fans of hot, fresh donuts, this probably won't make much difference, but word today, Krispy Kreme is being taken private in a deal worth about $1.35 billion. The donut company's stock soared more than 24% after the announcement. J.A.B. Beach announced it will pay $21 for each share of Krispy Kreme, a roughly 25% premium, for Friday's close. I'm Jackson.